Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. The State House has approved a bill changing the state's cruise ship wastewater discharge regulation set by voters in a 2006 citizen initiative. House Bill 80 was submitted by Governor Sean Parnell, and it strikes a requirement that cruise ship wastewater emissions meet state water quality standards at the point of discharge and allows mixing zones. House Democrats yesterday tried unsuccessfully to amend the bill to restrict where and when cruise ships could dump wastewater and delay the 2006 initiative's compliance date until technology catches up with the requirements. Anchorage Democrat Andy Josephson said not approving the amendments would be going against the will of voters.
Fundamentally, we believe this is about fish. It's about public health. It's about local communities having participation in this process. I submit that HB 80 represents something of a full retreat. If not a full retreat, by definition, it's a partial retreat from the unmet goals of the 2006 citizen initiative.
But Eagle River Republican Dan Sadler pointed to the state advisory panel's preliminary report, which found that cruise ship wastewater has a negligible environmental impact. That report and its findings have been disputed by the panel's lone marine scientist. But Sadler also pointed out that cruise lines are unable to meet the standards.
This law will allow an important element of Alaska's economy and tourism industry to continue employing Alaskans, bringing revenue to Alaska communities at no environmental degradation.
All three Democratic amendments failed. The bill was approved on a 27-9 vote. A similar measure is being considered in the Senate. State officials are looking at ways to slow the growth of Alaska's health care costs. Health Commissioner Bill Struer told the House Finance Committee yesterday that the state's health care costs hit $2 billion in 2011. That includes money spent on Medicaid and as part of active employee and retirement programs. Struer says health care costs grew an average of 9% a year between fiscal years 2001 and 2010. More recently, he says the average cost per Medicaid recipient has stabilized, but he says he considers that more of a respite than any real trend. And a resolution opposing the Obama administration's executive actions on gun control has come up before a Senate committee. Senate Joint Resolution 6 urges President Barack Obama to refrain from any further actions that would restrict the ownership of firearms. Weather forecast calls for cloudy skies, a little bit of fog, possibility of some snow and rain, high today about 35 degrees.